This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
Now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios, the revolution will be broadcast. Yes. This is the next generation of talk. Now, the Rich Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
There's a whole lot more than meets the eye here, and I want to welcome to the program Senator Pat Toomey. Senator, thank you so much for making time today from Capitol Hill.
Hey, good morning, Rich. Thanks for having me.
You went on a tweet storm yesterday, and I love it. You said your staff has been scrubbing the Democrat COVID-19 relief bill. What do we find? Tens of billions of dollars in gifts from the American taxpayer. Let's talk about it.
Well, it's hard to know where to start. I mean, we went through some of the really outrageous abuses of this monstrous bill, and we tweeted about them last night. In this particular category is the outrageous amounts of money that taxpayers are throwing at mostly the New York City Metropolitan Transit Authority. You know, Chuck Schumer doesn't become the leader for nothing. And so taxpayers are going to just pay for this bloated, financially disastrous, inefficient, badly run transit authority because, well, why not? The most important thing about this bill, Rich, to remember is it has nothing to do with COVID. It has nothing to do with restoring the economy. Our economy is coming roaring back, and there are some segments that aren't there yet. We get that, no question. Restaurants, hospitality, travel and leisure. But, you know, we just got a new jobs number a few minutes ago, 379,000 jobs created in February. The January jobs number was revised up. The unemployment rate ticked down again. People have more disposable income now than they had before the pandemic. And what are we doing? We've got $350 billion to bail out a blue state mismanagement in state and local governments. Can I just tell you, in 2020... You know, it just drives me crazy, Richard. You're going to be able to tell. In 2020, the state and local governments took in more revenue than they ever did in history. It was a record year for revenue. Didn't think it was going to be at the beginning of the year, but that's how it turned out, and we know it because the numbers are in. That is not including the $500 billion we threw at them anyway. So they're swimming in cash, and what does President Biden decide? Got to send them another $350 billion. For what? It's outrageous. Take the money for the schools. You know, everybody wants the schools to reopen. There's $130 billion in this bill. Does it require schools to reopen? No. And how much is going to be spent this year? $6 billion. Six out of the 130. Like, how many years do they think this is going to go on? This is just outrageous. You got $86 billion to bail out a multi-employer and pension plan with no reforms. What does that have to do with COVID? It has nothing to do with COVID. You got $45 billion to expand Obamacare. They've wanted to do that for 10 years. It's not about COVID. It just goes on and on and on. The items we pointed to were particularly egregiously unfair. Oh, and one other one. It's just so outrageous in this big gift to the Georgia Democrats. There's $4 billion for, quote, socially disadvantaged ranchers and farmers. Do you know how you qualify to be a socially disadvantaged rancher or farmer? You have to be African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Asia-Pacific, or Native American. That's it. So, and if you are in one of those categories and you've got a USDA loan, which there's billions and tens of billions out there, then the taxpayer is not going to pay off your loan. He's going to pay off 120% of your loan. You're going to get, that's just unbelievable. Now, but if you don't fall into one of those categories, like you're just a poor white Appalachian farmer, well, you get nothing, no matter what. There's no income test. There's no asset test. There's no requirement that COVID cost you a dime. This is the kind of stuff that they're doing. It's just loaded up with this kind of garbage.
You know, I love how passionate you are, Senator Pat Toomey. I think it's great. Two things. Number one, it seems like this bill is going to reward the states that have the most draconian economic lockdowns. They're almost going to get, you know, it's like a good work, you know, destroying your own economies. Now here's some money.
Yeah. No, so there's no question. There's a lot of that. You know, as I said, you know, in the aggregate, state and local governments took in an all-time record amount of money. And yet we're going to throw another $350 billion at them. You know, one of the messages that comes from this pension plan bailout with no reform whatsoever, nothing to actually fix the underlying problem, is to these very cities and states. Illinois is like Exhibit A, that have completely insolvent pension funds. The whole state is insolvent in Illinois because of the pension funds. The message is, don't worry about it, guys. When we get an opportunity, as long as Democrats are in control, they'll send you several hundred billion dollars. And you don't have to worry about actually solving your problem or getting your fiscal house in order. Just wait. Federal taxpayers will just pony up. And meanwhile, we've got $28 trillion in debt. This will take us to $30 trillion in debt. You know, there's some real warning signs out there. Interest rates have been ticking up. Commodity prices have been rising. Why? Because the Fed is just printing the money to cover this, an awful lot of it, and that's how they're going to come up with the money for this next 1.9. And what happens when a government just keeps cranking up the printing presses and prints too much of its currency? That doesn't end well. So this is a bad path we're heading down, Rich.
All right. So the first question I have is for people who've been hurt by COVID, who are thinking, yeah, but I need help. And this is the only way I'm going to get that help. What do we say to them?
So what I say is the best thing we can do by far is get this economy fully reopened. Should have happened a long time ago, but it's not too late. Think about before COVID hit. The government wasn't lobbing out checks to everybody in sight every couple of months. Instead, we had a booming economy. The unemployment rate was 3.5%. There were more job openings than there were people looking for jobs. I mean, the African-American unemployment rate was at an all-time record low. So was Hispanic. So was Asian. So were women. So that's how you take care of these problems. You reopen the economy. But we've got governors who think that, you know, somehow despite no scientific evidence, they think it's best to just, you know, close up shop or let restaurants have, you know, one quarter of their normal capacity. This is where the job problem is. This is where the economic problem is. It's isolated in these industries where we haven't been able to have a full reopening.
Yeah, Senator Pat Toomey, Pennsylvania, United States Senator, I'm so grateful you called in from Capitol Hill. I'm really glad you're fighting this today. I saw it in the Daily Wire. They went through all of your pointing out the waste and abuse of Hawaii transit system, San Francisco subway system, a bridge to Canada from New York State, one of Chuck Schumer's projects. And to your point about the fact that these states should have been open a long time ago, and to the point that I made, you know, they're going to get rewarded for not being fully open. It's just amazing to me. The school issue, there's every single person listening right now wants their kids back in the classroom.
Of course.
I look at this as like extortion by the teachers union, you know?
And this is what's just so unbelievable. So now we're going to throw $130 billion at schools with no requirement that they reopen. And the money isn't even going to be spent this year. It's mostly just a huge giveaway to the teachers union for the like almost indefinite future. It's unbelievable.
How could we possibly give them money without a demand that they open? The president said he wants schools open within 100 days. That seems to me like this is a way he can get his win.
Because if the teachers union says no, then the answer is no for these Democrats. That's the reason, Rich. It's outrageous.
Okay, so my question is, I saw there was a move by one of your colleagues to try to read the bill word
for
word.
Yeah, several of us, yeah. Yep.
Are you going to be able to stop this thing?
So that's the problem. I mean, not unless we peel off a Democrat, because one little bit of context here, by the way, you know, Joe Biden, who gives a great speech about unity and the country coming together and getting past the polarization of our politics and when working, right? You saw his inaugural address. And really, it was a continuation of his campaign message, right? We're all going to come together. We're going to work across the aisle. We're going to get things done together. The very first big thing to come down the pike is this bill, and 10 Republican senators marched down to the White House. I wasn't one of them. I don't think I wouldn't support even what they were doing. But there were 10 of them there, and they offered on a silver platter a $650 billion bill and said, Mr. President, we'd be happy to negotiate from here. So he could have easily gotten $1 trillion. The 10 Republicans in the room all by themselves were enough to get to the 60-vote threshold so they could pass it. The president could have had a bipartisan bill. He could have delivered on his pledge for unity. It would have reflected some Republican priorities had he gone down that route. And it wouldn't have had all of the pork that's in this bill. And what did he do? He said, no, I'm not interested. And this bill, so they used a procedure, they used a process that you can use in the Senate under certain circumstances where they can pass this with 50 votes. Well, not exactly. We've got 50 votes, too. So at 50-50, it's a tie. That's when they bring in Vice President Harris, and she will break the tie. And it certainly looks like that's what's going to happen here. We're going to fight this. We're going to drag this out. We're going to explain to the American people how badly this has been misrepresented. We're going to offer amendment after amendment after amendment to make them defend. Like, how can you possibly throw $130 billion at schools without a reopening requirement? We're going to do all that. I'm not optimistic. I think the Democrats are determined to get this spending blowout done while they still have the excuse and can pretend that it has something to do with COVID.
Well, keep up the good fight. We appreciate it. All the conservatives and Republicans who are fighting the Democrats on this, thank you. Senator Pat Toomey, thanks for making the time today.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.